Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sounds like Gayle King, honey, is ready to pounce on Tom Brady. We've got the tea on that.
Also, somebody say, get him, Glow. We'll tell you what Glorilla did that no other rapper had the courage to do.
And Serena Williams was clueless on how to cash in on her $1 million payday. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. It looks like Rihanna understands that sharing is caring. She let the world see what her man, ASAP Rocky, is working with in the new Savage X Fenty underwear campaign. Let's take a look. All right, now. Now, as you can see, ASAP is flexing them washboard abs and a pair of tighty whities, and he looks good. Fans lit up the social media comments thanking her for sharing, but would you want your significant other to model for your underwear line if you had one?
No.
If it'll help sell the underwear, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a business.
Yeah, we're a team and it's business.
Really? Well, they have to talk our stuff because, honey, you would not be modeling, honey, my stuff, no.
Baby, get out the clothes. We need to get some sexy photos now, you know.
All the money going home.
And he does his own, like, cologne ads and stuff like that.
Yeah,
just because of Rihanna.
ASAP
Rocky. He's been modeling before Rihanna.
Yeah. But we know who he is now. We know he's been modeling.
You don't like rap, so,
yeah,
like,
Gary.
Yeah, you.
We knew ASAP
He's
now.
A good rapper.
Oh, you telling me you don't like the photo, Gary?
They didn't show nothing here, but it's just puny chest.
No, look at this one.
Good, they ain't showing nothing now neither, because I need to go lower.
Okay, all right. Well, Gayle King is out here cougaring around, y'all. It looks like she's on the prowl for a new man. She may be shooting her shot at Tom Brady.
No way.
Okay, look at that photo. Gayle posted a photo of her and Tom all hugged up at Michael Rubin's annual star-studded all-white party in the Hamptons with the caption, "New couple alert, me and Tom Brady." Nah, that's a joke. But people were in the comments geeking her up, saying she and Tom made a beautiful couple, which they do.
He looks good, though. I like his glasses.
You don't usually see him that happy.
Yeah, right? Does he need some of that cougar purple?
Right? He looks happy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Gayle King. I'd be smiling like that, too. It's Gayle King.
Gayle ain't open, baby.
Tom Brady know everybody.
He
know everybody.
Yeah.
It's just a really good picture of him and her together. Yeah. The lighting is amazing.
The lighting is killing.
Yeah.
Maybe usually he doesn't seem like he's enjoying doing any. Only time you see him happy is when he's playing football.
Right. Yeah.
This is the happiest I've seen him outside of football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold up. Is that Jake Paul in the back of that photo?
Yep. It is.
Yeah. Everybody was down to that party.
Yeah. Jay-Z and Beyonce was even there. Yeah, we weren't there, Jay-Z. Yeah. Brad, were you there?
I absolutely was not.
They lost our invite, guys.
Yeah. When they said all-white party, I was like, I can't go.
I was busy. Yeah, me too. Yeah, Glow. Yeah, Glow. Cupid. Yeah. Still proving at the end of the day gonna end. And she ain't got nothing to lose, okay? Glorilla was also in attendance at the all-white shindig, and according to Lil Wayne during an IG Live interview, she was the only artist that had the courage to approach him, y'all. Listen to this.
Staring at the stage. I'm like, okay. Shout out Glow. Glorilla, the only person that came up to me and really hollered at me.
He also said Tom Brady spoke, but why was everybody afraid to speak to Lil Weezy F. Baby?
That's so
Did you
weird.
See how he looked? That had like a pineapple.
Nah, that's weird.
But everybody knows Lil Wayne, though.
Everybody loves Wayne.
Some people are hard to read, and you can't tell them if they're like in a sociable mood. And Glorilla strikes me as the type of person who's never met a stranger. Like, I'm gonna go say what's up.
Glorilla don't care. Yeah, she gonna pull up on him and say what's up, whether he high or not. Usually Wayne is like, phew.
But my thing, my thing is, Drake was at this party. Yeah. Wayne discovered Drake. So what in the not like us was going on that Drake couldn't go up to his boss?
Yeah, maybe he was scared too, child. I mean, they probably scared, girl.
Of what? Lil Wayne is so nice.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Well, ain't nobody spoke to him.
That's a nice young man. Look.
And Drake looked tired at
Drake
that party.
Drake exhausted.
Yo, he probably like, is Drake tired, y'all. He work a lot.
Well, now this is pretty dope. Now Kendrick Lamar's hit Not Like Us is not only breaking records and bringing gang members together, but it also helped one of Compton's Tam Burgers make some extra coins. Now, owners of the burger joint say sales have jumped 30 to 40% since K-Dot featured the restaurant in the video. And of course, fans have been pulling up and ordering K-Dot's favorite joint, which is a good old bacon cheeseburger. Mm. And the cool thing about all this is that Tams offered to shut down for the day for free of charge for the shoot, but Kendrick wanted to give back and show them some love and make sure they got something. So he agreed to feature the logo in a music video. And now, yo, listen, they rolling in the dough, yo.
That's great.
That's what's up. I love that.
This.
Yeah.
I just love Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, what the video does for the culture, what it's doing for bacon cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers on the rise. He's just helping the community and he putting black people on his back. I love it. Happy Juneteenth, y'all. Yes.
Also, people won't fight me about this, but the best cheeseburgers are in Southern California, so.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds racist.
How?
That's because you from there.
I'm not from there.
Yeah. Well, you used to live there.
I did live there.
Okay.
Yeah, but they ain't got the best cheeseburgers.
Is Tams in
the
SoCal?
World?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tams is in SoCal?
Very good. I haven't been to Tams.
Oh.
I would like to go to Tams.
I think Whataburger is the best.
Whataburger? What's that?
Nah.
Whataburger?
No, absolutely.
Oh, Whataburger.
It's really good after midnight.
Yeah, after the club.
Well, I know y'all don't know nothing about this, but maybe you, Brad, by cashing your first $1 million check can be so difficult. Well, Brad, honey, Serena Williams can be real, baby, while eating a plate of chicken wings, honey, and about, honey, how she tried to cash her first $1 million check, honey, and it sounds like nobody gave this girl any guidance. Oh. Listen to this.
They were like, oh, I got my check and it was $1 million. Like, okay, I'm gonna go deposit it. I never really spent a lot of money. I was like, you know, I just went through the drive-thru and I was like, you know.
Here to deposit $1 million.
Here's, the guy was like, I think you need to come inside for this. And I was like, okay.
Bitch, Miss Williams flexed. She did that, honey.
Well, how was she supposed to know what to do? Well, let me play devil's advocate. How was she supposed to know what to do? And how long does it take to deposit $1 million and to have that cleared in cash?
It depends if you do it after banking hours.
But you definitely wouldn't want to go through the drive-thru.
I'm going to do that thing where you could take a picture of the check and deposit it through your phone.
Not gonna
do there's a limit on that.
They're not going to do that for you.
There's a limit on it.
You know, Dan, if I have a $5 check, I'm going inside.
No, Gary. No, Gary, you can do a $5 check at the why would you deposit
$5? You can definitely take a picture of it on your phone and deposit it through
I'm not taking no picture, no check. Who does that?
Why do you have a $5 check?
Technology.
That's the question I want to know.
Technology today,
Gary? Who's writing a check for $5?
You don't have to go to the bank, Gary. You can just take a picture with your phone and it automatically goes into your account.
No, ma'am,
it
might not go through, boo.
It does.
I got a one-penny check the other day from Wild 'N Out for my residual.
What was
that? That was $1, huh?
Yeah. It was 0.01. I said, they write checks for this?
No.
I couldn't believe
it. All right, y'all. It's time for a
baby report.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this one. Now, after getting married and divorced from Ryan Scott Anderson and spinning the block back to her ex-fiance whom she left for Ryan, Ken Urquhart, who held her down for most of her prison bid, y'all, Gypsy Rose Blanchard is pregnant.
Oh, really?
Lord have mercy, the reality star revealed the exciting news on social media with the caption, "We are proud to announce we are expecting our first child in January 2025, heart." And she also posted a 9-minute YouTube video detailing her pregnancy symptoms. Gypsy said once she found out she was pregnant, nothing else in the world mattered. Talk about moving on quickly. Now, she just left the man March 28th of this year.
Yeah.
Are y'all surprised that she preggo at this point?
No. Now, how she left Jared with the foot long?
Yeah. No, that wasn't Jared. No, that wasn't Jared. He just looked like Jared. Right.
That wasn't $5 foot long.
No, Jared lost a lot of weight. He's
that man
now.
Is also in prison.
He in the pen.
He's getting a foot long there.
Yeah, he's getting a foot long.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's but really getting foot long.
She went from a guy who looked like Jared from Subway to a man who looks like Bubba Sparks. Yo, she likes people who look like people.
I ain't chose the ride. Ryman chose me.
But you know what? I mean, they look happy or whatever. Yeah. I just hope he don't ever make her angry. We know what happens
it's
when you
weird,
do that.
Because it's kind of like the other guy got stabbed in the back.
Yeah. But this guy was with her. He likes stabbing people in the back.
Well, coming up, honey, we'll tell you how Miss Rashida Jones, honey, and the late Tupac went from enemies to family right after the break.
Lord.
What's up, girl?
Poor Rashida.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
So Rashida Jones, best known for being on Parks and Rec, said that the late great Tupac Shakur almost made a thug life pop out. Now, during a recent interview with the New Yorker, Rashida went down memory lane and gave deets about a beef she had with the rapper back in the 90s. And Pac had gone on record calling out her father, the iconic music producer Quincy Jones, for marrying a bunch of white women and having a bunch of messed up kids. Mm. And of course, Rashida wasn't here for the late rapper speaking on her fam, so she wrote a scathing letter to the Source magazine, clapping back. Mm. Well, Tupac eventually apologized to Rashida and Quincy after falling in love with her sister, Kadada Jones, and according to Rashida, he became family. Oh. Now, this sounds very Tupac of him, but it's wild to call out somebody family and father, and they messed up kids, and end up messing around with the messed up kids.
That's how karma do.
Yeah.
That's how karma do.
Yeah, but didn't Tupac go on to sleep with white women like Madonna? How you calling out Quincy for sleeping white women?
It's almost like how
you sleep with white women too.
You know how OJ said, I ain't black, I'm OJ? She ain't white, she Madonna.
Yeah, but my thing is though, he didn't lie, honey. Tupac would have lied, it would have been a different story, honey. She just said what Quincy Jones did. Period.
Well, calling his kids messed up, that's a snipe.
Yeah.
I wonder how close we got to Tupac and Quincy making music. Like, if he was in the family at a certain point.
Oh, my gosh, that would have been great.
Didn't he just say him?
I think at that time, he didn't really have his finger on the button like that. Yeah. Like, it'd have been a weird song.
And yeah, Quincy Jones evidently didn't like people that looked like Tupac, so that was
he was already signed to Suge Knight, so he had to do stuff with Drake. You know, he signed to Def Row, so he had to do that.
Well, y'all, moving on. Megan Coretta Scott King Jr. Good says her friends didn't want her to be with Jonathan Martin Luther King Jr. III Majors. During an interview on the Today Show, when asked what her friends and family thought about her hooking up with the actor in the midst of his legal woes, Megan said she appreciated the concern, but she was going to get her man. Oh. I know that's right, Coretta. Look at this.
Did any friends advise you, like, he's in the middle of legal troubles, why don't you wait a beat? Why don't you wait to see how everything kind of shakes out?
Yeah, every friend advised me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, one thing I know is I can always look myself in the mirror when I trust my spirit, when I trust God.
Well, y'all, Megan went on to say she gotta live her life, child, period. What do y'all think? If Megan was your friend, would you have warned her against getting into this situation?
Yes!
Thank you.
You can't tell nobody who to love, though.
That's true.
And if you love them, you don't leave them through when they get bad.
But she got with him while he was still in legal drama.
But I feel like dude caught a raw deal. Like, that man was running away from
that woman.
He was. You know what I mean? Like, he lost everything.
He did. In the court of public opinion.
It's messed up.
It does matter.
If you hit a white woman or a black man today, honey, you going your butt to jail.
That white woman hit him that day.
Yeah, but she was crazy, though, honey. He didn't like her from the start, honey. When he was being a Marvel guy, honey, he wouldn't even look at Megan. But now, honey, when you ain't got nothing,
maybe they hadn't met. Here, I'm on the other side.
Well, don't meet me when you're a prisoner. Don't meet me when you're going to jail. Don't meet me now, honey.
The time frame of this is just suspicious. It makes me think she the one that they got in a fight with.
Exactly.
That's something else right there. If he was running to her from that scary white lady.
Maybe he was running to his real Coretta, which was Megan.
Yeah, well, honey, now he's running for Jesus. All right, coming up, honey, who did Julia Roberts tell to keep her name, bitch, out of their mouth?
Come on now.
We'll tell you who after the break.
Tell them.
Oh, Julia.
Tell them, pretty woman. Yeah. Tell them.
Yeah. Julia looks so damn good.
She is aging really well. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, as most of you may know, actor Eric Roberts is the proud brother to the iconic Julia Roberts. There they are. And that's not where the talented bloodline ends, because Eric is also the father to the very talented Emma Roberts.
Yep.
Now, you would think that having such a talented family, it would be hard not to brag, right?
Right.
Well, unfortunately for Eric, he can't brag at all, because he was told not to get this by both Emma and Julia.
Aww.
And when recently asked about sister Julia, Eric said, you'll have to ask her. I love my sister, but I can't talk about her. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh.
And then when asked about daughter Emma, he said, my daughter told me also not to talk about her, but I stumble and do. I'm not supposed to talk about either of them, but I do. Now, despite being warned not to talk about his daughter Emma, Eric made it very clear he's extremely proud of her. But what is up with the ladies banning him from talking about him?
I know.
He must have did something wrong. Something slipped out.
Or he said something crazy.
Yeah, when both people are like, hey, man, don't bring my name, don't speak it. You know what I mean? Like, you done fumbled the ball somewhere.
Or did he used to brag about them a lot? And they're like, okay, stop. Like, I really want, I could see maybe Emma saying, Dad, I want to get this on my own. I want to be a star on my own. So is that what it is?
But if I was him, I would say, I'm going to talk about you. You are my seed.
Period. Yeah,
he's
so
proud of her.
I planted you.
Well, maybe he was using them to get jobs, because I've heard their names way more than I've heard his. Like, what's your favorite Eric Roberts movie?
Okay, so here's the thing you got to know about Eric Roberts is he might not be in, like, gigantic movies, but that man has been in, like, Morgan Freeman level number of movies.
Oh.
He's in like 200 or 300 movies.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. Eric, Craig, there you go.
I don't know that I can name two. Give me a sec. I don't know that I can name any two.
And the white man said it, so honey, I believe it.
Well, y'all, Eric may not be able to discuss his kid, but I'll tell you who can talk about his kids, and that would be Eddie Murphy. Now, Eddie has 10 dang old kids, with the oldest being 34 and the youngest being 5. Y'all heard that?
What is going on?
5.
Oh, man.
Ooh, he's shooting them out, boy. So check out what the legendary comedian had to say about his youngest batch of kids when Gayle King asked if his parenting style had changed throughout the years.
My new ones, they...
Not the new ones.
Two little ones, they really have... They get to go wild and loud and... they have that... My other kids didn't have... Like, you hear like a blood-curdling scream, you know, and you go in the room, my son, what's wrong? He'd be like, it's the wrong color paint! He'd be talking about the paint. It's poop brown, the paint came! It's some paint he used when it just went poop brown. I think he'd cut his foot off or something.
She was being messy.
Oh.
Because, honey, them first 8 was with their African mama. Them last 2 was with their European mom, and they screaming and hollering and stuff, honey, and they don't get to...
The Europeans get to scream?
Yeah.
acting out differently.
Yeah,
you know?
I just it's a case of the younger kids get it the best. I'm the oldest of 4.
Yeah, it's typical for the youngest.
I'm the oldest of 4, and I just have this thing for my younger siblings, like, y'all did not get what I got at all. Like,
you got whoopings and you got punished.
Mama used to do me like Kunta.
And they get away with everything.
Yeah. By the time you had them younger kids, they tired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you need to get some strength in there.
I will never forget my mom raising her hand to beat my youngest sister, and she just was, you know what? Literally, they give up.
Up next, honey, Sophie Turner is telling us how to have a hot girl summer, honey. This after the break.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
So the summer is heating up, and apparently newly divorced Sophie Turner has no plans of cooling off anytime soon.
Really?
Not only is Sophie enjoying barbecues and cocktails with her friends, she is having a self-proclaimed hot girl summer, all right? And when asked to describe what that means to her, here's what she had to say, all right? Sansa Stark said, my recipe for a hot girl summer is pretty much playing with my kids, hanging out with my best friends, drinking some cocktails, and enjoying the sun. Long may it last. As long as the sun's out, I'm happy as a chap.
Oh. Mm. It's like a mid-mom summer.
Right. So, do you guys think that Megan would agree with Sophia the Stallion's description of a hot girl summer?
Absolutely not.
No.
That's not the same hot girl summer.
You're having some cocktails, but you ain't driving the boat. You know what I mean?
She did say she gonna have some cocktails, but no, hot girl summer, we are downing the bottle.
Yeah. What are the top 3 things you gotta do to have a hot girl summer?
Cheeks gotta be out.
Cheeks clapping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sun's out, buns out.
Period. Party. You gotta party too.
Party. Yeah.
You gotta know how to twerk a little bit.
Exactly. Twerking is a good thing.
You gotta
thing,
do both things. You know what I'm saying? Like, like your bikini out.
Can men have hot girl summers?
Hot boy summer.
What about a hot boy summer?
Yeah.
A hot boy summer.
Like Lil Wayne turking them?
Yeah. Exactly.
Tanner, we could have a hot boy summer, maybe.
Listen, every summer is a hot boy summer.
Well, hopefully y'all are enjoying your hot girl or hot boy summer. That's all the dish we have for you guys today. See you next time. Ta-ta.
Bye.
Hot girl, boy, summer.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.